Next item, 99, please.
Reappoint Jenny Kim and appoint Tommy Renee Hetman to the Home Forward Board of Commissioners.
Colleagues, today I have the pleasure of reappointing Jenny Kim and appointing Tomarine Hetman to the Home Forward Board of Commissioners. Jenny, a graduate from the University of California with a degree in microbiology and molecular genetics, has served on the National Korean American Coalition and the American Cancer Society boards. She believes anyone, regardless of their education level, race, gender, or religious beliefs, deserves the American dream of a happy and stable life. Tomarine Hetman served on the Home Forward's Resident Advisory Committee. She has an impressive list of volunteer experiences serving Hollywood Farmers Market, the Lean on Me program, and the Humane Society. Tomarine feels an opportunity like this will expand her heart and soul. With us today to discuss the great work of the Home Forward Board of Commissioners, the work that the Home Forward Board of Commissioners is doing, is Ian Davey, the Chief Operating Officer of Home Forward and Home Forward Board of Commissioners Chair Mickey Herman, Jenny Kim, and Tomarine Hetman. Come on up.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Commissioners and Mayor. Thank you very much. At Home Forward, we always strive to fulfill our primary goal of...
I'm sorry, and could you state your name for the record?
Sure, of course. My name is Ian Davey, Chief Operating Officer at Home Forward. We always strive to achieve our primary goal of providing affordable housing to the Portland and Multnomah County community. As part of that, it's very important for us to always remain connected with the community and with our residents. As the mayor explained, Tomarine Hetman has been a valued member of the Home Forward community for many years. She has resided in our housing nearly 9 years, has resided in Multnomah County and Portland for nearly 2 decades, and has served not only on our resident advisory committee, but also on various interview committees, hiring staff within the agency. She's very connected to the agency and, as you heard, connected to the community, and we're very excited to have her joining our Board of Commissioners. Jenny Kim has been introduced to this body before, sometime in the last year. You heard of her accolades as well and the commitment that she maintains to the community, and we're also very excited to have her reappointed to our Board of Commissioners. At this point, I'll hand it to Tomi Reen for any comments she has.
I am so humbled and honored to be coming into this commissionership. I realize it's not about me. I am going to be the voice of many, many, many residents of Home Forward. And back in December, I was struck by this couple of quick paragraphs from my mentor in faith, Daisaku Ikeda. A society that has sacrificed so much material wealth that it has forgotten the human heart and the better human aspirations degenerates into something compassionless, doctrinaire, ignorant, and ultra-conservative. When this happens, fundamental solutions to calamities become impossible. If we protect the truth and are resolute, we are capable of creating peace and prosperity. And the truth we must protect ought to be high and great. Our great truth, the truth that we must protect to the utmost, involves ethics and the best of human nature. But more basic than anything else is our duty to guard the truth of life, the truth that we and the universe are one, and that a single ordinary human thought contains the entirety of universal life. I am so happy to be here this morning. Thank you.
We're very appreciative of your service. Thank you.
I don't know if I can follow that because I don't have a quote like that, but thank you again for allowing me this opportunity to be reappointed, and I know that a lot of people have come before me in this role to do the right thing by our citizens, and I'm very honored to be part of this wonderful organization, and I do have to give a lot of credit and kudos for the staff that we have at Home Forward. We have an amazing leadership team and fellow commissioners who have a lot of passion and genuine interest in well-being of people. So thank you again for this opportunity.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions?
I move the report.
Second.
This is a resolution.
The resolution.
Excuse me.
Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Shedrick J. Wilkins.
Very good. Close the list. You can cool your heels. Thank you. If you want to sit down, you can go ahead and sit down.
Do you want to come to
me? Go ahead, Senator.
Hi, I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I do believe, and I'll tie this conversation the next issue is prostitution. I do believe that low-cost housing allows women to not have to sell themselves for rent money. Over the holidays, I love a movie called It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. And there's this Pottersville where everybody's renting and he wants people to own their own home. And in a parallel universe created by the angel or whatever, Violet Bick, who's kind of flirty, is forced into prostitution, and she's handcuffed. And I like that scene, and it's really weird. And just to relate it,
can you bring this back to
the issue is, if you really want to get women off of prostitution, you must provide them with low-cost housing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Justice Watchdog. Absolutely agree with the two people being reappointed and appointed. Again, on my position is that I'm hoping that the group would also focus again on the Metro Housing Bond that is currently moving forward, provide your input on how you would like to see the possibly $500 million up to possibly $1 billion be distributed, and through the housing community and also to the people. Again, I found it interesting, if I heard correct, molecular genetics. I'm a watchdog of Calico on the on expanding your life expectancy, the years. And if you begin to really understand providing the proper housing to people that are currently homeless, you can also be providing them additional years of their life. And you have to start calculating this out on the research that is being done from such as Larry Page at Calico on what you can actually do for the homeless communities on expanding their life as far as adding more years from housing to health to safety, and understand that when the communities or the commissioners or anyone thinks that people living out on the streets is going to add more years to their life, you have to start understanding that it is traumatic to them, it is stressful to them, it is unsafe to them, it is unhealthy to them. It is not having a concern for them if you think living outdoors is good for them and the longevity of their life. So just again, I think you're both great people to have on this. And again, just focus on the $500 million bond and focus on getting more housing projects out for the people currently out there, and to build new, create new jobs, buy local, and focus on that, and don't buy existing or current inventory, which I do disagree with that, because we want to add more supply, more jobs, and more inventory out in the marketplace is what I want to see happen. So anyway, great selections, and I look forward to seeing what you're going to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, Ms. Hepman and Ms. Kim, each of you have come a long way in different ways, and so I really appreciate your willingness to serve as commissioners. This is a very important board that Home Forward relies on, we rely on, and you each provide a perspective that is not currently on the board, which is always important. So thank you to Home Forward for the mayor for making these selections, and wish you all the best. It's truly a task that needs all of us engaging constructively rather than adversarially. So thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
I want to thank both of our candidates for agreeing to serve. When I came to Portland, the great Gretchen Cafori urged me to consider serving on the board of what was then called Home Forward, or the Housing Authority of Portland. And it was an amazing experience, and it was really the training that helped me be more effective when I later became housing commissioner for the city of Portland. And it is a fiduciary board where critical decisions are made about how we spend, particularly the federal funds. So it's an enormously important assignment. And I want to just also acknowledge that the resident commissioner plays a unique role, because most of the people we serve are people that have very busy lives, struggling to survive and meet all their responsibilities. So it's that resident commissioner bringing the voice of folks we serve into the decision-making process is so important. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't just acknowledge that there's probably never been a period where the relationship between this local housing authority and the federal partner that provides the bulk of the funding has been more strained. And unfortunately, not only are there these significant headwinds, but there's an active debate about the role of the federal government in providing funding for this important cause. And let's be clear, housing authorities house the poorest people in our community. They serve people who have nothing, up to about 30% of median family income. They manage our public housing and our affordable housing targeted to the neediest in our community. We cannot do it if the federal government keeps scaling back. We can't maintain our assets. We can't continue to serve. We can't stretch the dollar on the vouchers. I hope we come to our senses on this, but unfortunately, we're going through a period of real retrenchment at HUD, and it's going to make your job harder. So I would say I'm even more appreciative that in these tough times you're willing to step up and serve the community, because your service really matters. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you both for your willingness to serve. Aye.
Udaly.
Well, thank you for your service and your continued willingness to work with us on this vital issue. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thanks to Tomarine Hetman for stepping up and being willing to do this important work. I'm always happy to see new people joining a board, particularly on an issue as important as this. And Jenny Kim, what can I say? I'm just as impressed as always and so appreciative that we have people of your caliber who are not only willing to step up and serve, but are willing to do it on a long-term basis. So thank you for that. I'm grateful. I know the city council is and the community is as well. So thanks. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Thank you.